Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Midweek Short Story. I changed the name because we didn't release one on Wednesday. We're going to release on Thursday. We had some issues with releasing on Wednesday. So anyway, I have learned that podcasting is so much easier when you have the proper equipment with you. And with us being on vacation, I didn't bring the proper equipment. So, but we still want to give you guys some content and hopefully give you a little uplifting pick-me-up, midweek pick-me-up. These are normally called Short Story Wednesdays, but this week, midweek pick-me-up. How about that? So we are still here in Bear Lake on a family reunion. If you've never been to Bear Lake or you've never done family reunions, do it. I'm doing a Bear Lake. They're fun. You can see that if you're watching, you can see that we've gotten probably a little more sun than we should have. I won't show you my forehead because I have a straight line. Anyway. But yeah, it's been awesome. And yeah, it's our last day. So we decided to step away from the family because we're sick of them.
Whatever.
For just a little bit to record this. Just kidding. But we wanted to share something that we were able to experience with some of our family. Yesterday, going to and from the lake, Michaela and I decided that it would be really fun to each of us share one thing that we love about each of the other people in the car. So it was us, Reese and Tegan, and a couple of our nieces and nephews. And it was just so fun. Ever since starting the show, we get to see it firsthand more. And I think I'm a little bit more observant with certain things. But we get to see that a lot of times we're our own worst critic. And also, just because of the way life is, we don't tell the people that we love enough that we love them or why we love them or what we love about them. And so as often as I can, I try to tell people that I love them. And when you hear really nice things about yourself or why people love you, it's uplifting and it's empowering. Do you want to share a little bit of your experience with that?
Something that I thought was really cool yesterday was when we were on the way back from the beach, we had a different set of nieces that came with us, and they are sisters. And so they were able to tell each other what they loved about each other, and they started crying and getting emotional. And one of them said, "This has just never happened. Like, we didn't grow up telling each other what we loved about each other, right? Whether it's because they were fighting or whatever the case may be." So I think that it's so important to be able to share with our loved ones or our friends or coworkers how we feel about them, because sometimes we are our own worst critics, and we may think that people think of us in a certain way. And so it's really nice to hear how people really do feel about us. And yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah. And actually, kind of a cool story about those sisters, those nieces. That's part of the reason why we're here at Bear Lake, and it's a combined family reunion. We just met these nieces 4 years ago at our first family reunion. And parts of that story is shared on the podcast. But anyway, one of those nieces is my birth niece. So she's somebody that my sister decided to place for adoption when she was pretty young. And anyway, so now her family and our family has combined, and we do a family reunion every 2 years, and it's awesome. Incredible story. It's not a normal, typical adoption story, but it's beautiful. And we're so lucky to have it be a part of our story. But back on that experience and what we were able to do, it's not only fun to hear those things, like when people were talking and saying stuff about me, it was awesome. But I absolutely loved being able to hear things about Michaela and the way that people view her and think of her. Everything that was said is everything as to why I love you. And it's so awesome to see everybody see those incredible qualities that you have. And you just, the reason that people see that in you is because you're so good at loving other people. And it's awesome. Will you share what your favorite thing was that somebody said about you?
Our niece, she told us, or told me, that I was graceful. And that is something that no one has ever told me. And it was, it's kind of cool to like hear an attribute that you've never considered about yourself. And, it made me really think, like, how do I present myself? And, she said that I was really inclusive, and that is a word that is very important to me. So I just, yeah, it made me feel really special. And like Brent said, like, I was so glad to hear that other people feel the same way that I do about him, because he is a natural born leader, and he, is so loyal to his family and loves his family so dearly. And this is something that you guys probably don't get to see about Brent, but he calls his family members like every single day. Every time that I, like, he gets home from work, he's on the phone, it seems like, with a family member. But he's so good at like checking in and even reminding me, hey, did you text your mom? Did she make it? So I was so glad to hear that other people felt the same way.
So
pretty cool.
We're going to challenge you all. If you're watching or if you're listening, the second that you're done listening to this, I want you to think of somebody. There's somebody that maybe pops in your head right now. I want you to reach out to them and tell them how much you love them and why you love them. And you'll be able to hear in their voice, or if you FaceTime them, or if you do it in person, you'll be able to see them light up. And it's just so fun to see that happen. It's almost kind of a little awkward at times. That can definitely be awkward, but it's so rewarding on both ends. We don't hear it enough. We don't tell people enough what they mean to us. And it's so important. And if we can just start a little chain reaction where everybody and more of us are telling people good things and reasons why we love them, we're just going to make this world a better place. So let's do it. Go tell somebody how much you love them. And go be an angel. Angel just means messenger. Sometimes God needs us to be messengers. He's constantly trying to tell us how much he loves us. And oftentimes he does that through us. He needs us to tell people how much we love them. And in doing that, they will feel his love as well. I know that without a doubt. So you do it today. You tell everybody what to do.
Go look for those angels.
Bye-bye.